Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Real Talk 101 listeners. Thanks for streaming live with us this morning. Of course, this is D-Love, and I certainly appreciate all of you guys just streaming in and joining us on all of the wonderful programs we're bringing forth to you guys. And today, Miss Barbara is with us to share about some of the awesome benefits of essential oils and how to use them, you know, in the correct manner. But real quick, a big shout-out to the greatest Muhammad Ali. Rest in peace. My dad loved that man. My dad was a great boxer. So I just read that he passed away. But anyways, we just bless his soul and his family today. And Miss Barbara, good morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Good morning, Dee. And I'm with you there with Muhammad Ali. And that was sad. And to see his devoted wife by him the whole time was a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah, he was the greatest. But anyway, Miss Barbara, we are so excited. I told you I got a couple tweets. Every time I say, hey, all you beauty buffs out there, you know, because I know today this is just the economy we live in. And so, you know, Miss Barbara, I know that you work with essential oils forever, and you're very knowledgeable about it. So you just go right ahead and educate us on some, because I love them. You know, we do facials with them all the time. So,
well, you know, today, Dee, I thought I'd do like a little 101 on aromatherapy. I want to start off with the definition. Help people understand it a little bit more. And then I thought we could do a little history, a little chemistry, and some simple application. And because it's not only used for beauty, it's used for health too.
Okay.
Matter of fact, the definition for aromatherapy is a fragrance from a plant that enhances health and beauty. And it's a broad subject. I like to talk a little bit about plants. You know, the earth is like 4 billion years old, and our plants have been around for like 200 million years. And I kind of feel like they paved the way for us. You know, plants, they're our food, they're our clothing. They're in all the ceremonies and celebrations we have flowers from birth to our funerals. So plants have paved the way for us. And when the scientist used to look at the fragrance of a plant, they thought fragrance was just a byproduct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they didn't think it was just anything. They thought it was just maybe just like sweat, you know, nothing important. But through time, they learned that the fragrance was important and that the fragrance was the immune system of the plant.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Like, and you know, plants are like us. They get fungus. They get infections just like we do. They get too hot. They get too cold. They have insects attack them. Well, when all these things happen, the fragrance excuses itself and it releases. And it fights fungus.
Mm-hmm.
It fights the temperatures. If a plant has a damaged stem, the essential oil will release and repair it. So
Wow. The
fragrance, yeah, it's the plant's immune system. And scientists now find out that it helps the human immune system.
Absolutely,
and,
Barbara. And it's something
yeah.
you bring that up real quick. I know you're right, and I just can't wait because not only have I learned from you because you are a skincare expert, wellness, beauty. I mean, you've done it all. And one thing I know is that you specialize in this field and you've worked with different oils, I mean, for almost 30 years, Barbara. And, you know, like our nostrils are attached to a part of the brain called that limbic system. And
yeah.
you know that limbic system controls the emotions and the, you know, and it kind of help regulate our nervous, our central nervous system, if you will. I was like, wow. So
yes, it does, and that's right. And you know, when you breathe a fragrance, there's a blood-brain barrier that protects our brain, and a lot of things can't pass it, but essential oils do. And mm-hmm. that's why an essential oil, there are 600 remedies that could help the human body, from skin care to mood enhancement, from fragrances mm-hmm. from a plant. Now that we brought that up, I want to say that you want to have a high-quality fragrance. That's real important, because mm-hmm. you have to get a certified organic, or you have to go to, at the end of the show, I could give a shout-out to a good company, to you, that have education mm-hmm. with this company, and that's really important. You know, for pregnant women, children, older people, if you have certain disorders, it's real important to know, because these are powerful. Now, mm-hmm. they're so powerful, not all plants have fragrances. Out of the million plant species that are named, there's only 400 that have fragrances. And I believe that the fragrance is kept in these plants to keep them going, because mm-hmm. There are medicines. So anyway, what I'd like to give a simple definition of aromatherapy. It's a fragrance from a plant that enhances health, beauty, and well-being. It's a small part of the plant. It takes 1,000 pounds of orange blossoms to make 0.5 pound of essential oil.
Wow.
So see, that's why they're expensive. They're very mm-hmm. expensive. And if you buy a cheap essential oil, there's a reason. And that's because they put it full of fillers. But you don't need a lot of essential oil. One drop could be all you need. So they come from different parts of the plant. They come from the seeds, the leaves, like eucalyptus, the seeds like cardamom, the barks of plants like frankincense, flower tops like rose, lavender. They come from different parts. And, you know, they go through a distillation process, and they separate the essential oil from the rest of the plant. And when we use that, when we learn how to use these will help us tremendously in all aspects of our life.
Wow. Well, you know, I know you've always been my facialist and my esthetician. Oh, and I sure miss you. But, you know, that lavender, I know just myself, you know, I'm an esthetician as well. And I know that lavender, you're right, that essential oils, as far as the lavender is concerned, is good for calming, like, you know, the chamomile and different things like that. And like that eucalyptus you mentioned for decongestion. That tea tree oil for fungus. I know a little bit, a tiny bit.
Yes,
but it's so interesting. But you mentioned something very important to me. Tell us, how do we use it? Because we know that everybody can't use essential oils, or there are some that others may be allergic to. So how do you be able to differentiate that?
You know, essential oils, the history of essential oil has been around since the beginning of time. In China, before clocks were invented, they used to have a fragrance for every hour of the day. And they would have like orange in the morning, floral in the afternoon, and then the woody fragrances at night to kind of tuck you in bed into rest. So essential oils are in every culture in the Bible. They're mentioned 180 times. And two of the gifts to Jesus was frankincense and myrrh. And a lot of scholars believe the third gift was a fragrance too, but it was it resembled gold. It was like an amber, so they thought it was gold, but a lot of people think it was a resin from a plant. And the Egyptians, of course we know they're good with skincare, because when they mummified their kings and queens, they wrapped them in linens and poured essential oils on them, and it preserved the flesh. So I say, why wait and preserve the flesh when you're dead? Let's preserve it now. Let's rub a little
frankincense. I know that's right, Ms. Barbara.
Yeah, we can put frankincense and myrrh right on the skin, straight on the skin. It's okay to do that, and it's good for wrinkles. So, but you know, you mentioned lavender. Even though these oils were around since the beginning of time, they didn't coin aromatherapy till 1920. And there was a French chemist that was studying lavender. and he accidentally burned himself, and he dunked his hand, which had the severe burn in the laboratory, in lavender oil. Mm-hmm. And when it healed, it didn't leave a scar. And he found out that lavender oil is what they call cytoflactic. Now, when I heard that word, that I thought that's kind of a dirty word, but it's not. Cytoflactic means cell regenerator. So lavender regenerates cells. So I tell those women out there, if you want to regenerate your cells on your face, you take a little bit of lavender and a little bit of coconut oil and rub it right into your skin morning and night, and that's all you need to do. So it's real simple. There's all kinds of recipes on the internet that you could find. You know, that the term of aromatherapy was coined in 1920. So, you know, now we've got a big study in it. They know that the oils are antifungal, antiviral, anti-infectious, anti-tumoral, anti-parasitic. And you know, Dee, with the worry we have now with this mosquito, with the Zika virus, well, cedarwood and lavender are insect repellents.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, so this aromatherapy could help us immensely. And, you know, it's so interesting because in nature, they say a cedarwood tree, they say the deers sleep under them, under cedarwood trees, because it keeps the bugs off of them. And now we find out that cedarwood tree keeps the bugs off of us.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah,
certainly makes sense to me.
Yeah. And they're easy to use, and they're available. And, you know, and of course, I could help anyone. You know, I still give classes, and I help people over the phone if they need to know more about it.
Right, exactly.
But aromatherapy is there for us all.
Well, Ms. Barbara, I have a question for you. Can I interject a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
I got a question. Now, you know, I know. I love the massages because you know what? Like, say, for instance, just going in and getting an aromatherapy massage, right, with the essential oils is so awesome. It's known to just reduce stress, headaches, digestive disorders because, again, it's working with that limbic system or that lymphatic system, PMS. Back pain, and all these good things. And the good thing about it is that, like you just said, you know that these are plants that God, I believe, and I'm sure you believe as well, that he obviously put on the earth for us to enjoy, for us to be able to heal ourselves, because our bodies really were designed biologically to heal itself, right? So these are just other aids to help us, but what was really interesting, and this is really so true, I mean, like, they just, in like you said about inhaling, like, the essential oil molecules, how and it's just transmitted, and it's good. It affects the heart rate, just stress level, blood pressure, breathing, memory, diet, all sorts of things that you would not even imagine. But don't we have to use these things, you know, with cautious, though, we have to really, because like you said, some of it is so powerful. We don't want to use too much because we really don't need a lot.
They are, and the company I like is called Young Living Essential Oils because he has an educational part with his company. He has people there to answer questions, and they have a lot of information. And, yes, you do have to be careful. But then again, on the other hand, it's simple. One drop of lavender in an ounce of coconut oil, you rub it on your skin. So you're right. Or inhaling, you know, just inhaling. And I know massage therapy is so wonderful, but it's also expensive. And what we need to realize is we could have simple applications
at home. But when we say inhale, we're not saying take the bottle and put it up to your nose, right? We're saying use it in part, right? Like,
People do big breathing because, like, if you have a bad sinus infection, people will take tea tree oil on a tissue and just breathe it. It's safe. It's effective. Matter of fact, in history, Captain Cook, when he went on his adventures. He brought tea tree oil for his wound, and it was for the burns, the cuts, the cold sores, respiration, muscles, athlete's foot, and Captain Cook, that's what would save his men. So, yes, we could breathe them. We could breathe them. We put them on our skin. We put them in our baths. I take a half a cup of milk.
See, that's what I was
kind of
looking at more.
Well, there's sometimes if you have chronic problems, people get into them rather, you know, intensely. I mean, if you look at aromatherapy, people do ingest essential oils. It has been done. I say that people need to know what they're doing, but they are powerful, and some people use them for complicated situations, you know.
Absolutely.
Well, I tell you,
Miss Barbara. I'm sorry. Go ahead, hon.
Well, I just wanted to say one more thing on the subject of aromatherapy. When I was learning about aromatherapy, and people would say, you know, lavender's good for the brain. Marjoram's good for the muscle. Cypress is good for the blood. Birch is good for the bone. Rose is good for the heart. I would think, how do these oils know where to go? How do they know where to
go?
How it works on our cells. On our cells are all different. A blood cell is different than a brain cell. A brain cell is different than a muscle cell. And on those cells, they have little receptor sites. And these essential oils, the molecule, they fit certain receptor sites. So when you breathe birch, it goes to the bone cell receptor site. When you breathe marjoram, it goes to the muscle cell receptor site. Cypress goes to the blood cell receptor site. So they know where to go. And that's the beauty of it all. These essential oils are extraordinary. Even the scientists don't know completely how they work. But what we do know is plants are here for us. They've been here for us for millions of years. Sometimes I wonder if God gave us a nose just so we could smell a plant.
It is a census. It is part of a census. And that's
anyway,
the truth. Well, you know, that is so funny. You're too funny. I'm with you, Miss Barbara. I'm so with you because I love it. I mean, you can imagine. I mean, just in all the facials that you've performed in your life and those wonderful massages and all that type of stuff and the oils that you use, and people just love it.
Well, and it's good for them, and it's offered to them. You know, essential oils are not patented by the government. They cannot stop us from using essential oils. So luckily, they're out there. You have to know about them, a little research. If you want to be safe, you can just stick with lavender. It's like a medicine cabinet. It's good for cuts, bruises, burns, moods, skin. So there are simple remedies. There's complex remedies. It's all out there for people to venture into.
Right, right. Well, I know there are just a few out there that have proven that just massage significantly improves your overall well-being. I mean, it's your, especially the lymphedema or the lymphatic, anything that has to do with that. You know, your central nervous system or your pituitary gland.
The brain. Yes, and they just found the oldest perfume on this island in Cyprus. It was 4,000 years old. In bergamot, coriander, parsley, and they found out that this perfume was an aphrodisiac. So it also helps in that area. Not that anybody needs any help in that area.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, we certainly appreciate you just coming on the program again. You are our beauty expert, and we appreciate that, just you bringing forth good information to help us just, you know, enjoy life and at the same time just add, you know, some sort of relaxation too, you know, because that's exactly what it does. I know. I mean, I have a few. I love the lavender. I love the eucalyptus in the tea tree and the pine. So those are good. But we definitely have to pretty much choose these oils carefully, you know, because, again,
yes, and
they can be, some can be, and like you said, now go ahead and give us that information. You said there is a person that you would like
you
to.
Know, yes, I'm, what I like, sometimes I'll find, there's two oils I like. One is Young
mm-hmm.
Living Essential Oil
mm-hmm.
Company. And he's
okay.
kind of an interesting gentleman, but I do like his fragrances. I think they're high quality. Plus, he has education.
And you said
you
Young Living?
Young Living. And
mm-hmm.
then,
does he have a website? Or?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Did you want to give that to our listeners, just in case they're interested,
well,
or they can just
look,
go in and
if you look
it.
Under Young Living Essential mm-hmm. Oil, and, you know, I'm part of their workforce there. Like, you know, when you call up, they'll ask you for a PIN number, and when you
okay.
give them my PIN number, then I'm connected to them,
right.
and we're all connected together, and I could give you my PIN number, and that way people could be connected with me.
Right. Okay, well, Miss Barbara, why don't you go ahead? You're always on the show. You are our wellness and beauty expert, and we appreciate you being part of this program. So I go ahead and just give out that information, and anyone who's interested in just learning more about essential oils and therapies and how it could perhaps benefit you, or, you know, maybe you got some, you know, acne going on, or maybe you just got some sort of skin condition, or just something to where you want to move away and go more to the more naturalist way. Miss Barbara is definitely, I can speak for this, and hundreds of other people as well. She definitely knows her craft, certainly has been blessed with this phenomenal skill set. I mean, she's awesome. She knows the dynamics of the skin and the chemistry of the body, as you guys can tell. So, Ms. Barbara, go ahead and let our audience know and give them your information and all that good stuff.
Well, thank you, Dee. I appreciate that. If people want to talk to me personally, my phone number is 620-762-0504. I have a little studio in Pittsburgh, Kansas. I give treatment and classes too. And Young Living is a good company to start out with, get some good essential oils and education. And my number there is 25181. And through that information, I'll be able to help anyone. And if they want a different kind of show, they could call you and let you know what they're interested in. We could just do a show on that.
Absolutely. Well, we definitely going to keep it fresh when it comes on the beauty tip. Trust me, because I know I got those beauty buffs out there who enjoy looking their best and are always looking for just information out there. You know that it's always good to just kind of recycle information and see what, because everything don't work for everybody, you know. So,
yeah,
but one thing
know,
we
not,
do know. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's right, Dee. That's right. One thing doesn't
yeah.
work for everybody. And you can,
no, it doesn't.
And you know, Dee, you mentioned the single oils. There's also blended oils that people make. And some of them, there's one that Gary Young has. It's called The Gathering. And it's such a beautiful fragrance. And when people smell this fragrance, they all start having the same mind.
Right.
Like, say a bunch of Republicans came, and then a bunch of Democrats came, and if you use The Gathering, they're going to be
right.
like independents.
They're
all going to think alike. It's great for family.
Oh, my God, right. Well, we need to hurry up and get some of that out here.
Oh, yeah, in the workplace, too.
Oh, amen to that. Well, listen, here's the deal, Ms. Barbara. I know for sure that you've used these oils forever, and, I mean, just your facials and your massages. And I know from experience, anybody who gets a facial or a massage from you, they love it. They love it because you really work the whatever you do back there. I don't know with what pressure points you're working on, or not, but you really make the body feel really free. And we're going to do another show on this because you talked about, like, the based on the type of massages that you offer, how we release all that electricity out of our bodies and that static. Guys, mm-hmm. this stuff is phenomenal. Ms. Barbara is awesome. So we're certainly going to be having her on the show regularly, and as she mentioned, if there's anything that you have a question about in terms of skincare or just how to improve your overall wellness, you know what I mean? No, we're not doctors or anything like that, but let me just tell you right now, we know that there are, you know, essential oils are awesome if used in the right manner, because you just have to use discretion. So it just kind of based on symptoms, if you will. That's pretty much what it is. I mean, they're topical, and that's what's great about it. I can remember my grandmother using topical treatments on us all the time. Cafofenique was one of them. Turpentine was another.
And you can make this, of course, in Vicks, you know.
Yes.
That brings a lot of memories. But, yeah, and, you know, I know I would love to see everybody in the world, but I like to teach self-care. People can take a step forward and do self-care with aromatherapy. You just
Amen
look it on
that.
The internet. Yes, self-care, because, you know, it's so expensive to reach out to different solutions with our health. But aromatherapy is available, and it works, and it's for everybody.
Absolutely. And, you know, research suggests, now this is a research, that patients with cancer, most of the time, you know, particularly in some sort of palliative care setting or increasing, they're using, some of these care centers are using aromatherapy and massage.
Yeah.
Literally.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes sense because our bodies get older, we get tighter, right? Our bodies are absorbing, our skin is an organ, so it's absorbing a lot of toxins, and we have to find ways to release that out of our body so that our bodies can be cleansed. And it starts with the lymph system. And that's the good thing. And it really, I mean, girl, I was like, wow, when I heard that, just, you know, just smelling or sniffing these or just having that fragrance of these, not perfumes or colognes, but essential
oils, right?
That's awesome.
Right.
So, Ms. Barbara, we're looking at about 2 minutes and 27 seconds. Is there anything else you would like to share with our audience or our listeners before we end the show today?
Well, I'd like to say that aromatherapy is available for all of us, and it helps our children, it helps our families, it helps our home. A lot of people clean with these fragrances instead of using a lot of difficult chemicals that irritate us. Some simple education could help. And, you know, when you go up to a plant, like a rose, and you take a deep breath and you go, you know, that's what's going on. It's getting into your brain, and it's saying, this is nice. And sometimes it's all we need to start our day. Is a nice fragrance from a plant.
Absolutely. And I would encourage anyone who just even enjoys facials, and you know, with the whole aromatherapy thing is all about, you know what the whole aromatherapy thing is all about, and, you know, and you've maybe just understand it. Hey, hit up Ms. Barbara. She's awesome. She will not mislead you. If you just want to take a trip out on a, just say, on a beauty retreat, if you will, she's got some awesome things going on. So if I were you guys, I would definitely hit her up. You know, you would be surprised. Get your beauty on. Stay healthy. It's all good, guys. Listen, it's been wonderful, Ms. Barbara. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, you will be on the show again to share with us some awesome beauty tips and ideas and tricks to keep us looking our best and feeling our best. It's been wonderful, guys. Purpose to have a wonderful, blessed, and safe weekend. This is D-Love, and it's been wonderful. I will talk to you guys next week. Take care. Peace out.